log or a board on something, go up and down?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. And did you ever have
merry-go-round.
A merry-go-round, go around this way?
We'd make them.
You would make them?
Put a post in the ground, put a spike in it, put your hole in a plank, put it on to go around and around.
And anything else you remember she used to make to play with?
No.
Did you ever have a log or a plank that was fixed on both ends and you jump on it? Did you ever have anything like that?
Springboard.
The springboard?
Oh, we had springboard. We always had a swimming hole, you know, a place to go and swim, and we'd make us a. We didn't know what a swimming pool was. We just had us a. There was a place up there where there was a big old log laying across the bow, and it always stayed about waist deep all during the summer. And we'd get on that log and jump off. And stayed in that thing nearly all the time. That's where we all learned how to swim. All of us good swimmers.
You were. How about, did you go fishing very much, I suppose?
Yes, sir. We'd fish. Fish all the time.
What'd you use for bait?
Well, we'd dig worms and we'd catch minnows. We'd catch our own minnows, what they call these pots. We'd use them for white perch and all.
What kind of worms did you have?
Just these earth worms, these red worms.
Little, kind of real fast worms?
Well, no, sir, we just used a regular little earth worm. It wasn't as big as about the size of a 20-penny nail. Made mighty good.
What kind of fish did you have in those days?
Well, we'd catch the boggle-eye perch, and you know the grinnell was a lot of what they call a grinnell them days. And they was great big old fish, and they were the fattest thing you ever saw. We'd love to catch them, but our parents wouldn't cook them. They wouldn't fit to eat. That's they called them nigger fish, you know. Well, niggers was crazy about them, and we'd go down right in that lake over there. That's where we do our fishing, and we'd catch these old grinnells, and the colored people would be sitting on the bank catching these boggle-eye perch, and brims and things, we'd swap them on these grinnells for a whole string of that, you know. And we'd come home with just a string. Me and Jim, my cousin, same age I was, we'd put that dip net across our shoulders and tie that string of fish between us, and we'd have to double it and drag the ground. There's so many fish on it. I remember one time old horse I used to have, and name was Old Frank. He's the gentlest old horse I ever saw. You could just make him do anything. All of us could get on his back, five or six of them, and ride him bareback. He was just good as he could be. And I had that long string. I had a little catfish. I had a great long string of catfish, and I got Old Frank up to a stump and was going to get on him and take my fish home. Well, I don't know what made me do it, but I laid that string of fish across his withers, you know. Well, you know, a catfish, them fins has got, it's just like a bee, Well, that old horse got scared, he started to buck it, throwed me, and run away with me, threw me up on the barbed wire fence, and you know that string of fish he couldn't throw them at all. They were just left on him, and he run all the way home about a mile and a half, I had to walk it, then that string of fish was still hanging on him. And you couldn't get to that old horse. If you'd catch a fish, he'd spill fish on your hand. He couldn't get on his back from then on.
You learned his lesson, huh? did you ever use these catalpa bugs? Or
yes,
catalpa?
I used them since I got grown and
I
all, when I got to
you didn't have
fishing any. For... I've been to Arkansas fishing over in there at Maddox Bay. The brim over there bigger now, and those catalpa worms, they're mighty good. You can, a red worm, you catch a fish on that. That's what you got to breed bait, but you can catch several brim with a catalpa worm with one.